there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... You can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's hour two on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Get to phone calls coming up. John Wertheim, correspondent for 60 Minutes, did the profile on Deion Sanders this past Sunday. He'll join us coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @TPShow. Good morning. Those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. Go to danpatrick.com. They do a great job sort of giving you the Cliff Notes version of the show every single day at 6 Eastern. And to sign up, go to danpatrick.com. Put in your email address in the box that slides out bottom right corner. Got all the details there for you, including the next moonshine drop that should be really, really soon. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. More cars, more thrills, higher stakes. Dom Toretto and his crew are back. And this time, they face their deadliest foe. Experience one of the year's biggest movies with Fast X or Fast 10, streaming now exclusively on Peacock. Yes, Paul.
Do the actors in those movies, do they just do those movies? Like, is it Michelle Rodriguez and is that her name, I think?
Yeah.
And Vin Diesel. Does he do other stuff or is just he gets together, get a big old check for that movie and then just hang out?
I think he's done some other movies.
I wonder what the ratio is. Fast and Furious to other movies for Vin Diesel.
There's like no reason to do other movies, though. I mean, he's just banking so much cash off of the Fast and the Furious ones. It's like, I'll do this movie, wait a couple of years, then we'll do another one.
Well, that was like Chris
Tucker.
Yeah, Chris Tucker.
He had a 15-year window where he did 3 Rush Hour movies.
Yeah.
That's it.
I still haven't watched a Rush Hour movie all the way through. I kind of see it, and then I go, all right, let me try it. And then I get bored after about 15 minutes.
You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
So that's Chris Tucker, that's Kevin Hart, and that's Ross Perot. Is that...
Can't finish. Can't finish.
Yeah, Paul.
Can't finish.
Upcoming movies for Vin Diesel. Fast X Part 2, where shockingly he plays Dominic Toretto. And then Riddick... which is another one of his franchises.
Oh, yeah.
So he has like 4 or 5 Riddicks in the bank.
Okay.
Unreal.
And Triple X4, which is, he's done that.
Not what you think it is.
Mm.
I remember years and years and years ago seeing Vin Diesel at the MTV Movie Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And he won probably for Fast and the Furious or something. And he stood up on stage and he was like, Ma, we did it. We made it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Right. And I remember being like, what's this dude talking about? Like, is that the MTV? Little did I know he would go on to, that would be, he'd make 10 of those and just is absolutely crushing life.
But how often did you see somebody and you go, who is this?
Yeah.
And then fast forward 10 years and go, oh, my God, I remember that breakout role where you go, this guy is unbelievable or this woman's unbelievable. Yeah, Paul.
Do you know the first time I saw Vin Diesel and he stuck out is he did Saving Private Ryan.
Yep.
But right before that, he did a movie called Boiler Room. Giovanni Ribisi and Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
And Vin Diesel's great in that movie.
That was a fun movie.
Yeah. He kind of he was cool in that movie, and I think people liked him.
Yes, Todd?
He was supposed to be Vin Super Unleaded, and his agent said, no, let's go Vin Diesel. I don't know if you guys knew about that.
It's not bad. It's about 20 years late.
It's okay.
Yeah. The reach, a little bit. Right.
Yeah, a little reach.
Vin Hybrid. Yeah. That would be a more current.
Vin Super Unleaded would have been. Yeah. Super Unleaded.
Vin Electric Vehicle now.
All right, we'll go with Diesel.
Vin EV. Yes, Marvin.
When that movie first came out, maybe like 2001, I was in high school, and that was just the thing. Everyone had their, Nissans and their, Toyota Celicas, rusted colored with a spoiler on the back. I was like, all right, this is a cool movie. I don't know if they're going to make any more of these.
Oh, I thought it was a home run first time I saw it.
So did I.
Great cars, beautiful women, and you had some action.
Yep.
And I thought, that's all you need.
Keep it simple.
Tremendously entertaining to watch.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes. And I love cars, and just to see how they trick out these cars, and then, you're racing for slips there, and, you hit that extra gear, and that's like... And you get the
NOS.
The nitrous.
Yes.
there's movies like Memento where you got to think. It's like going to algebra class. You go to Fast and the Furious, just put your feet up, take your head off, put it to the side.
That's my philosophy when I watch a show. How much am I thinking here? And if I'm thinking too much, man, I think I'm going to turn this off. I like it where it's just kind of there for you. I've been watching The Morning Show with Jennifer Aniston. And Reese Witherspoon, Billy Crudup, season 3. There's a lot of drama going on in here. A lot of drama. And
maybe too much.
Could be a few, like one too many storylines.
I don't know how dangerous a newsroom really is, but man, are they really just not only holding the world together, but fighting the world off all at the same time.
Yeah.
Just to do that morning show.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Yes, Marvin.
Sorry, I saw a movie over the weekend called She Said about the two New York Times reporters who did the Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Like they broke the case, broke the article.
Yeah.
Really good. I suggest everyone watch it.
Oh, okay.
By the way, it's not Fast and the Furious entertaining, but it's good.
Yeah, I like just simple.
Are there any car chases in that movie? Yeah.
not this one.
I'm looking. I don't see any.
Racing to a deadline?
No. Ludacris isn't in it. No.
Does Chris do a lot of other movies?
He didn't even rap it. Why would I rap?
Yeah.
I'll just be whatever his character's name is in Fast and the Furious. Like, we're doing another one? Okay.
Is Jordana Brewster still in that?
Ooh, I hope so.
Yeah. She's in Fast and Furious, isn't she?
Yeah, she was in the first one.
Yeah. And a big Jordana Brewster fan.
I miss Tokyo Drift, though.
I did watch that. Yeah. Those are movies that if they come on, there's certain franchises where you go, all right, I'm going to Bourne Identity. Oh, I don't care where it is in the movie. I'm watching. Doesn't matter. I've seen it probably more than any other movie. That whole franchise.
You know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Just pop it on.
Yes. And I kind of went in there very skeptical of Matt Damon. Like, he's a superhero. Like, he's going to be that action star. And
that dude's not beating anybody up.
I know. It didn't take long before I go, man, he's good.
Yeah, he's great in that.
But what makes Bourne Identity so great are the chase scenes. How they were able to do that. I go back to The French Connection. If you're old enough to remember that movie, Gene Hackman, and it's about the somebody from France who's running heroin in the United States. And they never did solve that crime, that mystery, I don't think. It's based on a true story. But just the chase scenes. And this is back in like 1970. I remember, man, they stood out. Now, it's different when you watch now and you go, okay. Because, how incredibly detailed chase scenes are. Yes, Mark.
Like, I didn't see Denzel Washington being this type of, you know, crazy killer like he is in The Equalizer, but, man, he kills those roles.
I see what you did.
Yeah. It's the Black Taken.
Oh, you think that he's the Black Liam Neeson?
It's just an older gentleman, like, you know, distinguished.
Yeah.
But try him. See what happens.
Set of skills.
Yep. He's got a set of skills.
And he always has his watch.
Like, always.
Doesn't he give you like 10 seconds or something?
I don't know, but he kills people in about 30.
He's really good in that. He is. Now, that's my kind of movie. You know, it's there to entertain me. I don't have to think. I don't have to do anything. I just go, all right, it's pretty good. Yeah, Paul.
You're talking about Bourne and when Matt Damon, you're like, not him? I can remember, you've never been so wrong about a movie. I remember when Iron Man came out. And I love Robert Downey Jr. in dramatic roles and things like that. It's like, Robert Downey Jr., a superhero, that's a terrible idea. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
That was wrong. Yeah. Extremely wrong. He crushed it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's certain, you know, characters where you go, I you know, when somebody says, oh, who's playing the starring role? And somebody says, oh, it's this person. You go, oh, man, I don't know. And then all of a sudden you watch and you go, like John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever. Nobody else could have played that role. No one. Not the way he did. But, you know, you're thinking the guy from Welcome Back, Kotter. And then all of a sudden you see him and you go, that is him. The movie is him. Yes, Steve.
I like that about Fast and the Furious is that the basic storyline never changes. They're robbing something, get caught, then have to help the government so that then they get immunity for whatever they've done.
Spoiler alert.
And then the next one, they help it. Everybody's getting out of jail free. No worry. The government's not coming after you. And then the next one starts with them, like, robbing some kind of oil tanker or something. The government comes after them. Then the government needs their help. Then they all get out.
Like 20 years from now, it'll be like double X. They'll be going to car shows. They'll be retired. They don't steal anything anymore.
No, then they're going to do one more job.
They're going to have their kids then take over.
Yeah. That's great.
Welcome to the show. Already in progress.
Good talk.
Yeah. We'll talk to John Wertheim from 60 Minutes after his profile of Dion. Two Monday night games. Not sure that either one were that entertaining, but I think we focused a lot more on the Steelers and the Browns because of the rivalry. The Browns never beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh. And from the first pass with Deshaun Watson, pick six, wasn't on him, but still, this is, you know, receiver-caused interception, the RCI. We need to have an official stat because that was certainly not on Deshaun Watson. I can pin the rest of the game on Deshaun Watson, and they lost Nick Chubb probably for the season with a knee injury. I don't know what the official word is on that, probably with an MRI this morning. The other game had the Saints and the Panthers and an NFC South showdown. And it was a 3-point margin, and it didn't feel like that. It felt like the Saints were a whole lot better than Carolina, but they ended up picking up the win. All right, poll question for hour two is going to be what, Seton? And I'll sneak a couple of phone calls in here.
Dan, we put up there hour one. Should TV broadcast show injuries? Yes or no?
Okay.
That right now, man, it's a close one. It's 51-49. Yes, they should.
Okay.
Versus no, they shouldn't.
The only reason why I would have showed the Chubb injury again, because the initial camera angle didn't really show you what happened. And I didn't know if it was a cheap shot. You were shielded by one of the offensive linemen. I would have shown it. I would have given a disclaimer. And because you're chronicling a game. I mean, you have to be true to the game that you're covering, truly covering all angles of this. But I would have done a one. I would have been a one and done with an angle. And maybe it would have been a sky cam or something. Something up above where it's not down, you know, the other side where you can actually see, you know, the leg, you know, get mangled up there. It's like Saquon Barkley. When he got injured this past Sunday, I could tell that something happened, but I couldn't see it because he's right in, you know, kind of the pig pile there with everybody. And then you realize that something happened to his ankle. And then the way he reacted when he came off the field, he knew that, you know, it was something serious. Now, not as serious as we thought, because right now it looks like he'll be out 3 weeks. And this was another referendum on why you don't pay running backs. Nick Chubb last night, Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs had -2 yards in the Raiders game against Buffalo. You know, you have somebody who steps in. Jerome Ford had 69 yards on a second-half run. He had more yards, set up a go-ahead touchdown than he had in his entire career. He had 54 yards in his career, and now he's coming in. He finished with 106 yards on 16 carries. And he's a bargain, you know, going to make $500,000 this year. Andrew in Washington leads us off, second hour. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan and Dennett. Thanks for taking my call. To put a bow on the Vin Diesel thing, probably his easiest acting and cash banking is he's the voice of Groot in the Marvel series. No acting, just I am Groot. So banking on that. Dan, the Panthers and NFC South, on behalf of that whole area, being a fan, being from there, we're sorry for the season. We're not going to be any good. It's going to be dumpster fire game after dumpster fire game. Bryce Young, I think he'll work out, but he just looks small. I mean, his stature and his size were there, and it looked like sometimes he just didn't know the speed and the strength of those defenders when he was trying to elude and get out of the pocket. He did some straightforward runs that were fine, but to the sides, it was almost like he didn't expect them to catch him or be able to bring him down with one hand. And on that note, Bryce Young is in a group. So who can name the last first-round QB to win their season opener?
Okay. So the last rookie quarterback to win his season opener.
That doesn't seem that uncommon, does it?
Well, you had the Jameis Winston-Marcus Mariota matchup, so one of those guys would win their first game.
A clue, here's a clue. A clue is, and you'll get it right off of this, he still plays for the Dolphins.
Oh, okay. I'm guessing that's Tua?
Tua is the last first-round QB to win their season opener. The other ones are 0 for 10 the last 3 years.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Andrew.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. New t-shirts up on the site. We just got our Crappensburg State t-shirt.
Let's go crap you.
How did we come up with Crappensburg State?
I just said it randomly. I was complaining about weak college football, like opening.
Like Georgia's going to play
Crappensburg State. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I shouldn't ask this, but I'm going to ask it, being a journalist. What is the mascot for Crappensburg State?
That's a good question.
Okay. Just maybe give that some thought.
A walking toilet brush.
If you want me to, we can think about it. But
you know, oh boy. Yes, Todd.
No, and this school's been around a while. I'm looking at my shirt. I'm wearing one of these Crappensburg shirts. 1896.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware of that. That's when Crappensburg State was established.
Yeah. Been around a long time. We also have Please Re-Drink Sponsibly, which is what I don't know how why I said it, but instead of Please Drink Responsibly, and I said Please Re-Drink Sponsibly. So Seton goes, oh, we got to make a t-shirt out of that. All right, we'll take a break. John Wertheim from 60 Minutes will join us. More phone calls as well as we take a break. Dan Patrick Show. Full Sail University, the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Year 5 of the program, and it's come to life. Our students are out there getting jobs, and it's the greatest accomplishment I have had in this business. Brought in people that had worked in the industry for years, a lot of people that I worked with at ESPN, Gus Ramsey, my former producer at ESPN. He is there every single day and has a wonderful professorial manner about him. He helps the students, practical experience, and we help you get jobs. That's part of what you sign up for. You can earn your degree in sportscasting in as short as 20 months. You can do it online or Full Sail's campus in Orlando, Florida. We have graduates in big markets, small markets. They're on air. They're behind the scenes, but they are getting jobs. That's important. And it's important for you parents that we help your son or daughter get a job. They learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz. With available transparent hood technology, so advanced it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle, all-electric. Feeling all Mercedes, learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV. ESPN PR just sent out a note. ESPN's fifth most watched college football game on record, Colorado State, 9.3 million, shatters the previous ESPN late prime window viewership high. Any other numbers in there, Paulie? So the fifth most watched college football game on the mothership. It peaked around 11 million during around 11 to 11:15. Yes, Todd?
Which begs the question, do you believe, Dan Patrick?
My job is not to believe.
No. Don't give me that bull jump. Do you believe?
They done made it personal. Come on, let's go. John Wertheim, Sports Illustrated executive editor, senior writer, and 60 Minutes correspondent. Of course, just spent some time with Deion Sanders, and he joins us now. What was the game plan if Colorado had lost to Colorado State, John, as far as 60 Minutes airing your interview?
Yeah, let me show you the Google Doc I wrote at about 1 in the morning Eastern time on Sunday morning when they were down 11 and we had to quickly ad-lib about how despite this impressive start, maybe some of the passion's been cooled after a surprising. There were some nervous moments there in the fourth. With about 10 minutes left, but all good.
But you were going to run that no matter what, even if they lost to Colorado State.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like the promos go out, and it's kind of too late to pull back. I think the larger thesis would have held, right? This is a guy shaking up college sports, and he's really leaning into all these changes, and he's a charismatic guy. But yeah, it would have been suboptimal if they had suffered a home loss when they were 20 whatever point favorites.
Any difference in Deion from the last time he was profiled at Jackson State to now at Colorado?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, in some ways, very, like exactly the same guy. A lot of sort of very familiar tropes. And in other ways, it's really hard to exaggerate just how different a job this is, going from the mission of elevating all these historically black, not just Jackson State, but all these HBCUs, to suddenly this guy is playing Power Five football. And it's all about it's recruiting and NIL. Oh, conference realignment. I mean, it's really hard to exaggerate sort of the, and in some ways it's same guy, same job, same charisma, same charisma, but it's a really different job than what he had 8 months ago.
Do you pitch the story when you first profiled him at Jackson State? Do you have to pitch this to 60 Minutes and say, what about this? And then how does it work with this story emerging this past Sunday?
My producer Dragan Mihailovic, we were sort of talking. It's like, you know what? I know we just did this guy, but he's kind of relevant, and it's a kind of a different company. And it was like, why don't we give this a shot in a new location?
As far as he said, the mission, the job was accomplished at Jackson State. Like, why leave? And I think he said, I'd done what I was supposed to do. Were you satisfied with that answer? That this is why he. He had done everything he was. What was the mission at Jackson State?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that a lot last year. And he sort of said, look, I'm not one of these climber coaches that wants to make it up the ladder. And I don't need the money. He really leaned into the mission. And here was he'd never been to Jackson, Mississippi. He went there. He was very moved. Here was this historically black school. He talked a lot about how players that came to come here, Travis Hunter, they would be part of setting a different path. This wasn't just, hey, this is the best school that's recruiting me for the fattest NIL deal. He really leaned into the mission. The city was going through a water crisis. I mean, I can't exaggerate how big a deal this was in Jackson, Mississippi. I mean, honestly, he kind of tiptoed around it. I think he got a bit frustrated. I think not everyone has his drive and ambition. And I think he sort of at some point sort of threw up his hands and said, I've done all I can do here. But it's tough. Look, we've seen this all the time, right? I mean, what coach doesn't want a better job? We all know that you go from school A to school B. He positioned himself of, look, I don't need to be playing this game. I don't care what they're paying me. It's pocket change to me anyway. This is about something much bigger than getting to the next big college football job.
Did Prime Academy come up at any time in any of your interviews with him?
Yeah, it did. It did in Jackson. And I sort of said, you've got some answering to do. And he essentially said, it was one of the best things that's happened to me because I learned what I'm good at. I learned what I'm not good at. I made mistakes that I won't repeat again. And I thought he actually, we pushed him. He asked and answered and we moved on.
Yeah, because I had an athletic director of a school that had an opening, and he said that he kept coming back to this Prime Academy, this high school that Deion started, and it fell apart for a variety of reasons. But that made him very cautious about wanting to hire Deion Sanders. I don't know if that happened with any other universities, including his alma mater, but I do think it played a role, at least with one athletic director. Could you see that happening?
So I do, and I'd heard that too. I mean, I think the other thing too is if you hire this guy, you're giving up some power if you're the AD.
Yeah.
As far as I can, everything is legitimate. Everything's within the guidelines, but you can see it even in Colorado. I mean, this is not your standard hire. And for some of these ADs that like to have, that like to oversee the football team and they want to consolidate things, I think it's takes a certain kind of AD who's willing to take a risk on a personality as big as that.
What is his role at Colorado?
Yeah, it's a good question. And we asked him that and just sort of said, look, I see your business card. I see your title. What is a head football coach at a school like this? And there were, you know, I think he sees himself in some cases as a father figure to some of these kids. Some of this is X's and O's. And I actually was really impressed. This is not just someone who shows up and watches practice for 15 minutes and then goes out to lunch with boosters. I mean, he's really all in on the football part. But I think he also sees himself as a CEO. And, you know, you go on the website for Colorado football, and there's a little dollar sign icon next to the players. And he's very transactional and very rational. And some of this is about making money for the school, and some of this is about the athletic department. Some of this is about he wants these kids to get paid appropriately, and he wants these kids to be well set up when they're done playing. I mean, the idea that he's just sort of a figurehead and he's this charismatic celebrity and this Hall of Famer, I was impressed at Jackson when I saw the level of his involvement, not just with sort of play calling and practice, but he knew which kids came from single-family homes and single-parent homes and which didn't. I mean, he knows who transferred from where, and this kid's a junior, but he's got sophomore eligibility. He really knows this team, and I think that's something that might get overlooked.
Yeah, there was a moment where there was a little pushback from you, you know, where you challenged him a little bit, you know, being honest. My problem, the only problem I had the way Deion came in was you can get rid of players, you can get rid of coaches. Don't do that on camera. And I thought that that was unfair to those kids, that if you, hey, you won one game, you're not in my future, get packing. But you know, you can't have a video of that, of doing that to these kids. And that's been my only knock on him, you know, with what he did. He came in, he cleaned house. Okay, don't do it on camera.
I'm kicking myself. I wish I'd asked him that. I think that's a really good point. Don't humiliate these kids. I mean, you know, it's not like they're signing consent forms, too, when the cameras are rolling. I mean, everything he does, there's, you know, he's very good on social media, which I think is something else. I mean, I think a lot of programs are going to be playing catch-up, honestly. Whether it's yeah. NIL or whether it's the docuseries or whether it's, you know, using that transfer portal, there are cameras everywhere. And you never know, is it for his own feed? Is this for Colorado? Is this for this Amazon docuseries? But everything he does is on camera. Right? That's actually a really good point. These 19-year-old kids, if you're going to chase them out, you can do that behind closed doors.
All right. Last time we had you on, you were going to Wimbledon and you were going to work on Novak Djokovic. And I don't know where that stands, but also I'm going to guess, you being the peripatetic reporter, correspondent, that Lionel Messi would be maybe on your menu.
I got to tread carefully here. I like your instincts. The concurrent multimedia project he's involved in, it would be great. If Lionel Messi called this afternoon and said he's in, I'd be in.
Okay, what about Djokovic?
Hopefully. It's just, I mean, honestly, I don't remember. I think that's just a question of timing. But I think, he's done pretty well since that was about like 6 weeks ago, and he's added another major to his haul. Doing pretty well for 36.
Good to talk to you again, John. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime. Thanks, Dan.
That's John Wertheim, Sports Illustrated executive editor, senior writer, and, of course, correspondent for 60 Minutes. Yeah, I enjoyed Dion. You know, I've had people say, why are you hating? I'm like, first of all, stop. I just cover. I'm not a cheerleader. I love stories. I root for stories. But in this case, that's the problem I had. He came in and he was prime and he embarrassed those kids. That's all. That doesn't mean I hate the story or hate him or hate their success. He makes my job easier. I got things to talk about. It's a great storyline. Do I think it's sustainable this year? I don't. But I'm enjoying it now. And I think next year, I mean, that's where I said he would make his impact next year. That's when I thought you would see a true Deion Sanders-led team. They have jumped the gun on that. They're a big underdog against Oregon. Then they have USC. This could be brought back down to earth quickly. And now, there's part of me that I hope it is sustainable for this year. It's a great story. But we never like to factor in reality. It's like, man, this is wonderful. And then you go, well, you know, this could happen here. But if I happen to add logic, perspective, then somehow I'm a hater, which I'm not. Dion has been very generous to this show. We've invited him on every week. And maybe he'll join us, maybe he won't. But my job is not to, you know, be a fan of the program. My job is to cover the program. And I'm trying to do that the best I can without having any kind of bias one way or another. That's all. Yeah, Mark.
So college basketball, let's get Allen Iverson, because we don't cover college basketball until March unless Allen Iverson shows up. We need somebody on that level to give us that type of story. We're rooting for the story, not the team per se, but I would love for them to go 8-2, 8-3.
Yeah, but Allen Iverson's not the personality that Deion is. Like, Deion is an unbelievable hype machine. Iverson's not. Iverson played away like Deion. He had style. He had flair. He didn't have the same charisma that Deion has. I mean, Deion is saying, turn on the lights. On me. Focus on me. And he's comfortable. I never thought Iverson was that comfortable in the spotlight off the court. And, of course, he had, you know, the issue, you know, the confrontation that put him in jail. And then John Thompson, you know, saved his life, got him out, got him at Georgetown. But, you know, the way he played, you know, we wanted to emulate, but Deion is more than just the way he played. It's a personality. It's contagious. As Deion says, these kids aren't coming to this university. They're coming to this university to play for me. And he's right. You're coming to play for Deion. Yeah, Marv.
I'm with you there, but I think as far as maybe the pomp and circumstance, the rappers, the other athletes, they would come if he, you know, went to Hampton University or Howard University.
Mm.
It would be one of those, like, all right, we got to go see Allen Iverson's team play. Maybe not the charisma and the outgoing personality that Deion is, but as far as the reverence that people have for him.
Maybe.
And, like, kids that play now, they didn't really see Deion play or Iverson play, but their parents do, and they still know who those guys are. So, I mean, just from that aspect, not from the entertainer side off the field.
Well, that's when people, analysts brought up that this opens the door for black head coaches, and I said, no, it doesn't. There's only one Deion. That's it. And what he's doing is hard to replicate. You know, be really hard for anybody to replicate this. Who has that kind of personality, that magnanimous personality? And he is, you're watching him on the sidelines. You're watching a coach on the sidelines. But he's also he's relatable. He has two sons who are the same age as the, you know, kids he's recruiting. One's his defensive back, one's his quarterback. And if you understand pop culture and pop culture understands you and you have that marriage, and that's what you have here. This is unique, unique, fascinating. And it happened overnight because they beat TCU. If they lose to TCU by 21 points, there's no story. Even if they beat Nebraska, even if they beat Colorado State, you're like, okay, all right, well, let's see what they do against Oregon. And they're 23-point underdogs this weekend. And then they got USC. And then it all goes away. But it didn't. They did win. And then they beat Nebraska. They're not any good. Colorado State's not good, but they played great. And then here you are, 3-0. You're going to Eugene, Oregon. Take a break. We'll come back with phone calls. Oh, we got a little football news that I'll, let me read it over here, but I'll have that for you coming up next. Felt like Santa Claus a couple of days ago. We got a care package from Keeper's Heart. We saw them in Dublin. We said, they said, hey, can we get you anything? And I said, oh, yeah, you know, you can get us some resources here. So they sent a lot of bottles. And then all the backroom guys were waiting, and I was handing them out. I didn't make them sit on my lap and tell me what they wanted for Christmas. But it felt like that. Keeper's Heart, made by one of the best distillers in the world, Brian Nation. He rocked the whiskey world when he left Ireland's most famous whiskey company, came to the United States. States, and he started making Keeper's Heart, and he's winning awards. The world's best Irish whiskey by the Tasting Alliance, the 10-year single malt. So what Keeper's Heart is and what makes it different, he combines the smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavors of American whiskeys, puts them all together. Nobody's ever done that before. So if you're a whiskey fan, try it. Ask for it. And also, enjoy 10% off your whiskey purchase at keepersheartwhiskey.com. Use the promo code DAN2023.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sunday night, TJ Watt and the Steelers take on Jimmy Garoppolo and the Raiders. Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Both the XFL and the USFL are looking at nearing an agreement to merge. They would still need to clear regulatory approval in order to create a single league for spring football in the United States. Let's see if there's any other details in here. Okay. Well, we said it at the time that you couldn't coexist. It's like live in the PGA Tour. I said eventually, you got to merge. And with the XFL, the USFL, you got a spring league. You can be the official feeder league of the NFL because, when the USFL, the original USFL started, They wanted to compete with the NFL. They wanted to be absorbed into the NFL. This is not the case with the USFL and the XFL. This is like Sirius and XM. You know, eventually you had to combine them, that it was going to be Sirius XM. I don't know what they're going to call this, USFL and XFL. USXFL. I don't know what the combo platter is going to be there to satisfy everybody, but, you know, you have names in there. The Rock is in there. If, you know, they should make him commissioner. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, over the past couple of years, the USFL had one TV partner. The XFL had another TV partner. So one was being covered by a network and ignored by that network, and vice versa. So none of them could get traction. You know, they've got, each league has eight teams. Who knows if they would go with 16 or not. But this could happen as soon as this upcoming spring.
Yeah, I think it's good if you have a feeder league, and then you'll get some of these players who can then be promoted. You partner with the NFL. You get the partners, you know, because ESPN would show football highlights from the league that they carried, and then you would have the other network that would show the highlights from the league that they carried. And then I think it was rare if they showed highlights from the other league on another network. Yeah, Paul.
If you were the NFL and we're going to like soak up this partnership, would you have like some type of rule or policy where you can't have a USFL team, whatever it's called, in the same town as an NFL team? You know, there's like the Houston Gamblers and the Tampa Bay Bandits. Would you want to not have a spring football team and only have it in markets that are solid football, like St. Louis or Portland or places like that?
How many teams will be in cities that have NFL franchises?
Well, right now, Pittsburgh, Philly, Detroit, Houston, New Orleans.
Well, I think having the facility there, and if you could almost look at this as a minor league team, your minor league team, if you're able to do that, I don't know if you have, let's say you had 30 franchises and you wanted to have one of those in each of those markets, and therefore that's your minor league team. Yes, he.
But the beauty of minor league teams is that they fill in the gaps between the major cities.
Yeah.
That's, having a minor league team in major cities is completely useless.
Well, you have to have the facility. Minor league baseball is going on at the same time as major league baseball. This isn't. Therefore, you have a spring football league for your football fans to go out and see these players who might be brought up to the Green Bay Packers.
But you would think that there were like universities that have empty stadiums all over the country in the spring.
Yeah, but you were saying about minor league baseball, it competes with major league baseball. It's played at the same time. This isn't. Therefore, you can embrace a spring league in these football towns.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about baseball. I didn't mention baseball. I'm just saying that the beauty of minor league sports is that they fill in the gaps between the major cities, so smaller cities have teams to root for, like the, you know, you have NHL cities and then AHL cities, or you have MLS cities and then USL cities, you know?
Yes, Todd.
I totally agree. I think it would be ideal if they can have as many, if not all, of those teams play in smaller cities that don't already have a major team.
Yeah, non-NFL cities.
Blanket the United States like that.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
The danger would be, the USFL has a Chicago Blitz, and they win the title, and then the Chicago Bears stink, which could very much happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or the Houston Gamblers are a USFL team, and they're awesome. And the Houston Texans have the first pick again.
Is Chicago a Blitz city now?
Oh.
Coming up next.
Love the Blitz. Vince Evans. Never forget.
Joe in Ohio. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, Joe.
So I'm going to come to you from a completely genuine place, and my sports depression last night, and I thought about it. What being a fan really is sharing joy, sharing grief, being rooting for the players and seeing them happy. And last night with Nick Chubb, it to my core made me sick to my stomach. Like, I legitimately felt horrible for Nick Chubb and for all the Browns fans, and he was Cleveland. He is Cleveland, and every single Browns fan, that is our guy. And last night, I was legitimately sad and crushed to see what happened. And I thought of your sports depression comment, and it is real, and it hurts. It really does hurt, Dan.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, you don't think about it until it happens to you. And what happened with Aaron Rodgers, it was just, I was sports depressed because I want to see Aaron Rodgers play, plain and simple. Not that I'm a Jets fan or that I was, you know, rooting. I mean, I was unbiased when it came to the Jets. I just wanted to see Aaron Rodgers play. I wanted to see what the possibilities were. It's a great storyline. And then it happens to you and your team, and then all of a sudden you realize, man, it does hurt. And it stays with you. But, you know, I'm not a Browns fan. Not rooting for anybody. But Nick Chubb, yeah, you get sports depressed with that. He's a great running back. And as I said before, he's not a self-promoter. He just, give me the football, pay me, let me play. And now all of a sudden you're going to ask Deshaun Watson to do even more. And that's probably not a good thing right now. His head just doesn't seem right. I know when he got there last year and he had been suspended, he was a great quarterback in Houston on a bad team. And I thought, okay, let me let it get a full offseason. He's going to put everything behind him, best he can, and then go out and play football. Because at the end of the day, whether I like Deshaun Watson or not, the person, I'm still watching the football player. And now he's out there, and I just watched last night, and he just seems cautious. He doesn't seem comfortable. And now you lose Nick Chubb. Yeah, Paulie.
Watson's last year in Houston, before that sit-out year,
yeah.
He was 4,800 yards. He was a 70% passer. He had 33 touchdowns and 7 picks on a team that went 4-12. They would do anything for those stats.
Yes.
Anything.
Yeah.
That's what they paid for.
Oh, they paid for more than that.
They can't get out of his contract till after the 2026 season.
I'm happy that Patrick Mahomes is no longer the 8th highest paid quarterback in the NFL. It was a great deal for the Chiefs. I think it's still a great deal for the Chiefs. They just upped the ante for Patrick Mahomes. Final hour on the way. Back after this. One more item. We close out hour 2 legacy box. You have all these memories, right? And sometimes it's stockpiled in your head. But you also have that box somewhere in the attic, maybe in the basement. Got everything there. VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, pictures. And you're going to get around to it. You keep saying that to your wife. Oh, I'll get around to it. Hey, have you done that yet? No, not yet. Well, don't wait until it's too late. You got all these memories, you know, those chaotic childhood Christmases and wedding days and a vacation, maybe a baby's first step. And this is where Legacy Box takes care of everything. Digitizes over 15 types of analog media. So VHS tapes, 8mm, photo negatives, they've got you covered. They've been doing it for 10 years. The world's largest digitizer. They've been helping over 1 million families relive all of these great memories. Don't lose the memories. LegacyBox.com/Patrick and save 40%. Buy today. Send in when you're ready. LegacyBox.com/Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.